Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Si, señor, we are live.
We're live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that will show you its titties. But before we do so, let's go over to the man himself, the legend, Mike Ward.
I am going to show you my titties. That was an amazing episode, by the way.
It was a good French cast.
Yeah. Your French cast with I Am Ellie.
You should have been there. If you weren't at the vet, I'm telling you, it would have been the perfect episode. But she's willing to come back if you're going to be on, so we could do a.
I'm too married though.
You don't have to just talk so we can hang out. You're not gonna date her.
But I'll want to. That's the problem. I'll show up and I'll be like, here, can you hold this for me? Don't tell her I have a wife.
She's a great girl, by the way. I'll tell you all about it. But before we do that, let's just point to Poseidon, the Titmaster 650, who did something weird on the podcast that we're going to clip and show you guys in a bit. Yeah. And now let me go back to Mike.
Yeah, so you showed your tits, right, Poseidon?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Okay.
Well, he showed his tits before. We've got many YouTube videos on the Pantel's comedy channel with Poseidon showing his tits.
Yeah, it's true. My pepperoni nips, as they say.
Yeah, one time you pretended to be a corpse on a morgue so that
so I can get
the morgue people can, the morticians there can try to rape you.
Yeah.
And when we made fun of the that music video by Childish Gambino.
Yes.
You were naked doing ta 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 ta.
And another instance, I think.
Oh, yeah, many instances. If there's an excuse instances. For you to show your nipples, you do it.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm like that.
You have the same nipples as Cardi B.
you do have Cardi B nipples.
I'm Cardi P.
Yeah, it's Cardi P.
You're Cardi P.
I mean, he's a whack-ass pussy.
I'm going to stop.
But for those that didn't see your episode, you're with the girl that was in the news here in Montreal for taking a picture, like her grad picture, with her tits out.
Yeah, and she was getting a lot of flack for it because at first the university wanted to sue her for 125 G's, but the arguments kind of didn't make sense because first they said it was defamation. Then they said, what did they say? They said, oh, she's making money by using our logo. But no logic, and that's how I opened up the podcast, no logical person is going to believe that people paid for memberships.
Because of the logo?
Because of the logo. They paid for the tits. Yeah. Like, are we all crazy? Why would you lie? Yeah. And then they said, well, it's our copyright. And then we find out they never registered the logo. They didn't actually own it.
Really?
Yeah, the school over there, they're very bad at what they do.
They're very dumb, yeah.
Yeah.
I was happy, though. She got a lot of support from a bunch of graduates. Like, I saw there was a hashtag, Papa UQAM.
Yeah.
Like, for Daddy UQAM, which is the name of the university. And it's all graduates showing their tits or showing their asses. The only thing that was kind of weird, though, she's a very hot-looking girl.
Yeah.
And everyone in that hashtag was just frumpy, disgusting fucking dentists and whoever graduated from that school.
Well, you know what's fucked up is that I noticed that, because I would have assumed that a lot of people would not, like, so, you know, if you don't like, it's different, you don't have to like OnlyFans or pornography or anything like that. You don't have to like any of that shit, but you don't have to attack her. But I saw messages, like, I remember there's one woman who's whatever, has a fucked up nose, I think she did on my post on Facebook, who was just talking so much shit. Oh, you shouldn't show off your tits, and it's not, it's like, yeah, but look at the difference, right? You obviously shouldn't show off your tits. If you care about people, you wouldn't show off your fucking face. You don't look like her. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, of course you think that way. Of course you think she shouldn't show off her tits. You shouldn't be allowed in public. So that's why she's saying that. So I saw like a lot of negative comments and even some people that were like, oh, this is disgusting. She should hide her tits or whatever. But they're the same people that if she was 350 pounds, they would support her and call her brave. Yeah.
She's so brave. Look at how brave she is.
Yeah, but because that's she's hot, they're like, this is terrible. This is terrible. What's with this hypocrisy?
I don't know, bro. We're living weird, strange times, bro.
She didn't hurt anyone. Let her do what she wants.
I had the weirdest fucking comment about your podcast. My Amazon guy.
Your Amazon
guy? The
guy
that delivered my package. Yeah, the guy that he, like the whatever in telecom or whatever. So he rings, I pick up, and then he sees me, and he goes, hey, in French, he goes, hey, I listened to your friend Pentelis' podcast with that girl. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. He's like, that's fucking crazy that she's pulling her tits out everywhere. He goes, that's what the fuck is wrong with the world today? And then people wonder why I want to commit suicide. And he laughed.
Wait.
I was like, what the fuck did my Amazon guy just tell me he wants to commit suicide?
This is incredible. What the fuck kind of a random thing to say is that?
Yeah, it was just, I think he just wanted help and he didn't know how to segue into the suicide thing.
Dude, me and Ellen, we have the raw footage that's not, that doesn't have her tits covered. Tell the guy if he doesn't want to kill himself, we'll send him links to look at her tits, dude. Yo, why would you kill yourself because she's showing her boobs on my podcast?
Honestly, when she showed her tits, I was like, I got too much to live for. Me, it was the opposite effect. I don't know about this guy, but like...
No, he was talking about the showing her tits on OnlyFans. I don't know. He was just a fucking weirdo.
But the thing is, it's unrelated. These are the kind of things that even if you're not into it, you don't have to be. These are things that you don't have to go... You don't have to see them. You have to try to see her tits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't want to see her tits, just don't see her tits. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the... And you know I would have... If she was a bitch, like I would have... Because we had her here before, after the podcast. If she was a bitch, it would have been a different story. But I'm telling you, we got to talk with her at length. Bro, the girl's a total sweetheart. Mm. Like, I felt bad for shitty comments. People that were making shitty comments. Mm. Super, super nice girl.
But it's
the one thing I noticed that I was really happy for her is, and I've noticed this a lot lately, chicks that are on OnlyFans seem to all support each other. Like I saw, she has a lot of support from Insta babes and everyone on OnlyFans. I thought that was nice.
Her OnlyFans, much like our podcast here, is being held up by hookers. They love us. They love her. That's what keeps us going.
I love them all too.
Yeah, Poseidon brought them here. Yeah,
we should start since Poseidon's always showing his nipples. Why don't we start a OnlyFans since we don't have a Patreon.
You want to do a two drink minimum OnlyFans where you'll get episodes early, but you also might get some Poseidon nipples.
Yeah.
There's no way anybody would pay for my nipples.
I think people will pay us to not show them your nipples. This might be a new form.
We can do a thing for the $5 you get the episodes and Poseidon sends you dick pics. And then for $10, he stops sending the dick pics.
Yes, I love this. We are the future.
Everyone just signs up for $10 right away.
Mike, I don't know if you noticed something that happened during that episode. I want to bring it up because some people noticed, some clever guys noticed, and some people didn't. So Poseidon, if you could just bring up first the first time that she showed her boobs on the podcast. Yes. I want people to notice something. By the way, I got text messages about, hey man, how did you keep your cool? What did you think I was going to do? You acted very professional, but what did you think I was going to do?
Are these people rapists?
Yeah.
Who the fuck goes, hey man, good job not raping her while the camera was rolling?
No, they just said I didn't make a big fuss out of it, but Yeah, it's my fucking guest that's on the show.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was pretty professional too, but I got hold on.
I'm going to prove that you weren't.
But
right
hold
now.
On, hold on. I got a brilliant idea is what
hold
happened.
Hold on. So this is the first time you have to see this, Mike. So this is the first, this is a video we could play because I'm not going to copyright myself.
Yeah. hold on.
So this is the first time that if Poseidon, because you're going to bring it up for Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully the volume works. If it doesn't, at least he's seen
it
before.
Is it this one?
You only have one video of it? Yeah.
I think it's this one.
Do you know when each time is?
Yeah, I already set up the times.
Oh, what a kid. All right.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Yes, it's this one. There you go. We got it.
Full screen.
We got it.
Bring it in for the viewers at home.
Yeah.
She has a very young looking face.
Oh, she's cute. She's cute as hell.
She's got a like almost a baby face.
Yeah, yeah. No,
she's cute. Like a 17, 18, like 16-year-old face.
No, she looks in her 20s. Like we saw her in real life. She looks in her 20s. Doesn't, maybe it's because of the camera, like the way it looks online. Like, I don't know. But no, she looks like a 100% adult. But bright.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And we're gonna press play.
Is this the first time she showed them?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I can't hear anything.
Anyway, she's saying, I've always done this.
Oh, that's
I've
weird.
Always...
I shared the song.
Oh, yeah. And there's something in that scene that I thought was really funny. Because she goes, people always say, that's exactly you. I always take my tits out. And then you say in French, comme ici, meaning like here.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I thought you were speaking in English. And I thought you had said, can I see? Like you couldn't see.
Come see means like here, because she just did it. Yeah. But by the way, Mike, I reheard this part and I heard it too the first time and I laughed because I heard.
Can I see?
Can I see? Yeah. I was like, what a weird way to turn into English now.
And come plus, you like you say it half a second after she's already showed her tits.
It doesn't make any
it
sense.
It looks like you're just slow.
So yeah. So she says basically it's her trademark. But just press play. Okay, what are you doing?
Because Mike was talking.
Show the tits.
She goes, I show them everywhere. I'm doing translation. And then she goes, I do it everywhere, even here.
Yeah.
So I blocked it out, obviously, so that we... And I said, come me see, not can I see? Anyways, so she showed this, right? You see she's on camera. She showed this. Mm-hmm. So a few minutes later, Poseidon, you know where to go?
Yeah, I'm going to close this.
So he had seen her tits, and then he does this. We're having a conversation. Sussing fucking business plan.
Oh wow, j'avais pas ma pensée.
Ouais,
I'm
sorry. J'ai pas capté.
I didn't get your tits the first time you showed them.
Quand,
l'enregistrement. Oh, you were on me?
Ouais,
and then she pulls him out again, but the son of a bitch was on her the first time. That's the thumbnail. He was tricking her.
Cheers.
He was tricking her.
Non, mais tu sais une bonne idée.
Did you catch that, Mike, the first time you did it, that he was tricking her?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't catch it. Some wise wizards wrote about it.
Yes.
They sent me messages. I didn't know until after the show was done. Yes. And he's like, hey, can I tell you something? I was like, yeah, what's up, man? You know when she showed her tits? I was like, yeah. He's like, I was looking at them. I was like, yeah, I expected you were. He's like, no. The first time. But I was looking at them through the screen. And then I thought, I want to look at them in real life. So I asked her to pull them out again so I could stare at her. I was like, Poseidon, this is why we can't have good guests. This is borderline unacceptable behavior.
Yeah. Imagine if he does that, if we get Gad Sad.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually, it's funny that you mentioned Gad Sad. I'm actually working on getting him.
Okay.
he tells the same thing to Gad. He's like, Gad, there's a trend here on these podcasts where people just whip it out.
Fuck. People are very stupid. I just want to say this short thing about Gad Sad.
We don't need another one.
My wife has a restaurant right on the South Shore, and we have like a fake Big Mac with Impossible Burger in it.
What's it called?
We call it the Big Gad because it's a copy of a Big Mac, and we called it the Big Gad because of Gad Elmaleh.
Okay.
So I thought that, you know. But everyone that heard that, you know, thought it was a funny name for a burger. But then I saw a guy online, he tagged Gad Sad, and he was like, look at these people, they're talking shit about you.
What?
And I was like, what? Like, that's not, calling it a Big Gad has nothing to do
with Gad Sad.
And then someone tagged me after, and I was like, that's fucking insane. That's like if people are talking about Mike Tyson and they'd tag me.
Yeah, dude, people are fucking insane. In the French podcast yesterday, someone commented and called me a racist because I made a joke about bombs in Japan. Mm. And they said it was an Asian racism. Yeah, or something.
Asian racism at its finest.
Yeah, at its finest, which, no, trust me, I could do better. but I was just shocked. And what's funny is this stupid clown is saying this, and both shots that you get of the podcast, both include my favorite stuff in art, and both are Japanese. One is behind the guest, it's the Ronin Warriors, and one's behind me, Hideo Kojima's Metal Gear Solid. So it's just idiots. Idiots are scrolling through, like, oh, this word, bam it, he falls on this. What? Imbeciles.
Yeah, fuck.
And the joke that I said was about how, because you're saying how people have weird sex fetishes. And then I said, like, what? I go, because I know in, like, Japan they have some crazy weird shit they believe in. I go, but after dropping two nuclear bombs, you'd expect shit to get crazy, you know? And then apparently that was offensive.
Really?
Yeah, by the way, they didn't drop the bombs on themselves. The Americans dropped the bombs on them.
Yeah. So that's racist against Americans.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they don't get. They didn't, and a lot of people are like, no, it's like, yeah, they didn't drop the bombs on themselves. You guys realize this, right? They're not crazy. Yeah.
But also, I don't think it's just the bombs. I think it's also, like they're very, like, an honorable society. And very, like, publicly, they're very, like...
He's going nowhere with this. I just realized. Yeah.
I realized also just now.
He wanted to jump in. He's like, I haven't been hurt for a while.
No, but, like... Forget it. Keep going.
You're talking about Japanese people that are very noble?
Explain six animated penises.
Well, okay, what was going through my head is they're very, like, shut out. Like, in public, it's like...
Vending machines with panties, yeah.
They're very classy. Whenever they have sex, it's always blurred. And a lot of semen. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of semen at the end of every porn movie.
I had this thought, like, yesterday.
You didn't have a thought. That was the issue. The issue here was that no thought was given. You want to see some real racism? Yo, Saturday Night Live went full racist.
Yo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can show the clip because they're going to... Yeah. We'll paraphrase
it. You just describe it? Because whenever you show a clip, I can't hear it. And I can't hear.
We're just
going to
paraphrase it. So basically, it was every black cast member, I don't know who wrote it though, was doing like a... It was like a... a game show type of thing.
Mm. Oh, and the thing with... the question was, would you get the vaccine?
Yeah, and they're asking the black people, would you get the vaccine if we give $5,000 and this and that? And they're making it seem... I guess it's propaganda. I don't know if they got paid by the government. But they're making it seem like black people in America, the only reason why they're not getting vaccinated is because they're too dumb. Like, they're making it seem like they'll have dumb reasons. When in reality, when the government was testing shit on black people, like, they have a reason to be sketched out by vaccines. Yeah. But instead, they're like, huh, you're an idiot if you don't get it. And like, what in the fuck is going on? Like, you could have a campaign and try to push people without being condescending and being like, you're dumb. That's not the reason why. The reason why people aren't getting it, black people don't want to get it, let's say, it's not because they're fucking stupid. Mm. It's incredibly racist that they would do shit like that. But because it's NBC, nobody bats a fucking eye.
No. It's interesting, They don't get called out for that shit, and then people will fucking complain about a little joke you made.
Yeah, they'll complain about jokes, but they don't complain about that. That shit's overtly, you know.
Yeah.
So I was watching that, and I even showed him just to see. I go, hey, what do you think of this? And Poseidon, who is a bit of a nitwit, was like, hey, isn't this a little racist? Poseidon said that. So if he felt that, and it was an entirely black cast, just imagine. Yeah, it was very weird to see that. I felt bad. I was like. Yeah. Whoever doesn't want to get the vaccine, they're cautious. It's because they're idiots. That's the only reason. Yeah, that makes sense.
I didn't see any race. I saw that and I didn't think it was racist.
No, that they were the reasons why they don't want to get the vaccine is all dumb.
No, but it was just because I figured it was since black people have been so fucked with vaccines in the past.
But exactly that. But that's the truth of it. That's why most of them don't trust anymore. But that's not what they were saying. They were saying I don't need it because I wear my socks when I go to sleep. Yeah. I don't like dumb. That's what I'm saying. Is instead of it having a valid reason, they're like, any reason you have is stupid.
Nah.
That's what they were trying to do.
That's how people are, though. That's very 2021 or even 2020, 2019. Anyone that doesn't think exactly like you do is an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we've come.
I fucking miss the old days that you could just hang out with someone that would thought that. Total opposite of you, and it didn't end up in a weird fight.
Yeah, do you remember debates used to be like that, like actual debates on shows, and then they used to chill and hang out. No. Now it's like he's the enemy.
And even like not even debating, just fucking hanging out.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of friends that we viewed shit Like, we'd argue about it and then we'd laugh. And
how did it come to this, though? That
if somebody believes something different than you, the last couple of years is they're evil, they're the enemy. It's an evil communist. It's an evil Nazi. It's an evil racist. So it built everyone up who has an opposing opinion to be such a super villain that there's no way you can have a civil conversation with them. They're the bad guy. I mean, look at how we react. Like, I was surprised. All the articles about the girl showing her tits. People were outraged one way or another. They were talking about it more than they were talking about a goddamn curfew. We're adults with a curfew, and they were more passionate about, hey, why is this girl showing her tits?
Which
imbeciles. Mm. Imbeciles.
Which, by the way, I think that he's going to roll it back to 8 p.m. from 9:30 p.m. I don't think it's announced yet, but in Montreal.
Oh, shit, yeah. Did you guys watch what he said today at 5?
No.
Because he was supposed to announce something major.
Someone told me that they're just closing gyms on Monday.
And schools, apparently, they're changing the rules around. And gyms, they open them basically for 10 days and they're closing them April 6th.
Are we all going to get charged for the month again?
I have no clue, bro. Honestly, this is getting very annoying.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy in Quebec City that got 100, I don't know how much he's up to now, but he's gotten 128 people infected so far in his gym.
Oh, yeah, and I heard, that they, and he's, it spread everywhere.
Yeah, and he was super vocal, before he was like, this is crazy. No one ever has gotten fucking the virus from a gym. You have to open up. There's no danger. But he didn't, it was a gym that he didn't wipe anything. Ever.
In fact, he licked everything.
Yeah. And he had when you entered his gym, he had a sign saying that if you didn't want to wear a mask, you didn't have to. So he was like, just, he was asking for trouble.
That's when people overdo it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't believe in the virus also or something.
Yeah, I'm mad about the curfew and stuff, but just because I'm mad at it, and the curfew shouldn't be here. The curfew is completely insane. It doesn't mean that the virus isn't a real thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because you don't like what somebody says to you, doesn't mean it's not true.
Yeah.
And we're still the only place in North America that has a curfew, by the way.
Yeah, the curfew is completely absurd. The curfew is, and I have a podcast coming out tonight. I had Viva Fry on, and he was a lawyer, and he became a YouTuber, and he said the same thing. It's completely unconstitutional, and it's not really helping. There's no science to back it. They're just doing it to be like, look, we did something, and we don't want gatherings. So basically, you're paying an innocent person. You're paying for the mistake of someone else, essentially, which is nuts. We're not a sports team. We're not all going to do sit-ups. Like, if my neighbor robs a bank, I shouldn't have to go to jail.
Yeah.
It's completely insane.
Yeah, it's getting crazy, bro.
Yeah. Mm. It's the world we live in. How are the French podcasts doing? How's the live?
Good. It's going real well. We started selling tickets again. Mm-hmm. I did 15 shows this week.
Fuck,
dude. Like, it's crazy. Like, that's what I was telling my manager on the way back from last night's shows. I was like, I don't think there's a comic in North America that's done as many shows as I had this week. It's like I did 13 stand-up shows and 2 live podcasts.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
They were
fun. The crowds are so...
Oh, they want to be there.
People are so happy. So happy. There was one of the shows I did. There was only 31 people, and it felt like my best show ever. And I don't even know if it's because it was like actually an amazing show or just because I was so happy to be there and people are so happy. So there was this fucking vibe in the room that was amazing. Like people haven't been out of their house in a fucking year. So people are losing their minds. So just being out laughing with other people feels amazing.
I'm thinking about it on Saturday. Thomas Levac was here earlier today, and he invited me to do 2 sets on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think he's doing it on Theatre St. Catherine, so I'll do 2 sets in French. I haven't done stand-up since October.
Fuck, you're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm just happy to get fucking back, dude. Like, it's... I've been waiting for so long. I got shit I want to try to work out again, to talk about. So I'm fucking psyched about that. But I've been podcasting so much, Mike. I've been having so much fun, French and English. My French has been getting better. The English guests are having fun. I got to admit that because of this year, it did push us to go hardcore into podcasting. Mm. And we took it to another level. So everything that we're doing is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's a positive in that sense. My producing has gotten better.
It actually has. Even though that's why we were late today for people that don't know the 15 minutes, because I just wanted to get him some stuff to connect two monitors and shit so I could try to make his life easier when he's editing and doing all that shit. And they delivered to the wrong building. Long story. So even him, yeah, he's been putting in so much work, Poseidon. We love fucking with him, but the kid's trying.
Yeah.
He's trying his fucking best.
And you know, the further we progress, the more I'm going to reinvest in more equipment in myself also, so I'll be able to take on more personality.
Will you get a boob job?
No, more responsibilities, I want to say. I don't know why I said
boob job.
Look, for the right price, I mean, I don't know, bro.
For real, though, we should start the OnlyFans.
Yeah, we could. I don't give a shit. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It'd actually be funny.
Yeah, we should do it.
I'm not sending out any dick pics, though.
No, what? We never said it. That was all you. Did we mention dick pics this episode? We never said dick pics. You just said yourself, you're like, I'm not going to send out any dick pics, though.
No, you said it in the beginning.
It's pictures of you with a bra and your dick, like, between your legs, but in the back, so it makes it look like you have a vag.
Or even better, what if we never show you? Do we take dick pics of you, but we not blur it out? We put something over it, like my face or Mike's face and stuff like that, or the logo. So we just keep people guessing, wanting more. They're like,
"Nah, I'm good."
Or things that are super small, like a popcorn, like a house key.
A peanut.
No, one of those keys that girls used to have with their little diaries,
or a Tic Tac. Cover with
like
a TikTok.
Just this. Like an iPhone plug.
A microphone plug. Headphone jack.
It's just hanging there.
Yeah. And they're like, his girlfriend's freaking out. C'est quoi ça?
So you started doing the French podcast with your girlfriend?
Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, again, not whatever.
With your lover. She's not my girlfriend. She's my lover.
I like that.
New show, Annabelle Labette in French. So it's basically.
That's a good name. Yeah. Yeah.
It was
Beauty
her idea.
Yeah, it was her idea. It's basically In Bed with Poseidon, but in French.
Yeah.
And we shoot the shit. We have fun. I'm trying something different on the production side on the show. We had our first
episode.
He's
trying something different. It's called not producing. It's interesting.
Oh, no, but I have. I mean, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And first episode was last Thursday. We had a good time. It was a good episode. And this one's going to be good, too. And also, In Bed with Poseidon is moving to Wednesdays at 4 p.m. as of this week. So tomorrow is going to be another In Bed with Poseidon.
On the Patreon.
On the Patreon.
And then Thursday's the French one.
Thursday's the French one. So they're back to back. Wednesday's 4 p.m. English. Thursday's 4 p.m. French.
Back to back the way he likes it, Mike. He finally saw Pretty Woman, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, really?
By himself. Did you like it? He sat here during a movie night and watched it with the fans.
I cried a lot.
Did you get emotional or no?
No, I didn't get emotional, but I liked it. It was a nice movie.
What did you like about Pretty Woman?
It was cute.
That's it. That's all you got. What made you feel?
Well, I like the scene where he walks into the store.
To the store. Yeah.
And he's like he's telling the store clerks or whatever.
Yo, this hoe, my hoe.
No, you need to do a lot of sucking up. Like, I found that very entertaining. And they were just like fucking going like, oh yes, of course, sir. You know, like, that was very entertaining.
Were you sad that at the end she stops being a prostitute?
You had a future, Julia Roberts.
You stupid bitch. You fucking bitch.
Why did you ruin such a promising career?
No, I thought it was a good movie. I liked it. It was nice. It was a nice little romantic comedy.
It was wholesome.
It was wholesome. I liked I also liked the scene in the restaurant, the dinner.
You got to tell us. We haven't seen Pretty Woman in 20 years.
Yeah, you're talking like we saw it yesterday.
Because he's on a...
Scene 17.
Yeah. No, because he's basically he's a corporate vulture. Like, he'll basically buy up companies for cheap and then break them apart.
That's not what a corporate vulture is.
Isn't that what it is?
No. It's a guy who holds the meetings at corporate events, and he walks and goes, "Wah!" That's what he does. He's a corporate. You didn't see that scene. He walks in. He's wearing a fucking mask. He's got a cape.
There's like an old Spider-Man. CEO. Yeah. There's an old CEO that dies, and then he eats him.
Yeah. He starts doing this. A corporate vulture. He's just a classy vulture. He's a vulture. He walks in with a suit. That's what it is.
No, but that's what they're called, I think. And there's one scene where he meets up with the owner of the company, and the owner's son. And there was a whole interaction there. I found it funny. Like she
what
didn't,
was the interaction?
Like she didn't know what utensils were what because she's not used to that.
Because she's a whore.
She's not used to that high society life.
Because but you
as
are
they call it. Huh?
But you that's are. That's
what
fucked up.
When you saw the forks, did you know you're like, what a stupid bitch. The salad fork dummy.
When I was little, and I grew up poor, and but like not understanding spoons and forks is borderline retarded.
No, but there's a specific way when they have them all on the...
But you always start from the outside and work your way in.
Oh, is that what you do? Or you start from the inside out? I don't know.
Well, two...
No,
two...
it's always outside in.
I have no idea.
Two-pronged is shrimp, three-prong is salad, and four-prong is everything else.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm a rebel who has boobs on his podcast. I grab a fork and a spoon the way I see fit, and I eat whatever the fuck I want. That's how that works. What are you going to tell me? Waiter, you don't want a tip? Don't judge me.
I actually found it funny also because, like, it's kind of like our situation, like if Annabelle and I.
Oh, it's kind of like your situation. But hold on. Successful high society type, or she's the dumb hoo.
No, it's like reverse. No.
But if the hooker
you
and
didn't
the
let
one
me finish.
That made the most money was the same person.
You didn't let me finish, but the reverse. The roles are reversed.
Okay, so she's trying to teach you.
Yeah, she's teaching me how to be more of a gentleman and, you know, be like, you know.
Poseidon, don't eat soup with your hands. Tabarnak, you embarrass me. And next time I bring you McDonald's, this is not good.
And I'm more of the street fucking sloppy fucking, you know?
Street sloppy. I'm homeless. I just walk in there, ripped shirt, ripped underwear, ripped shoes.
I have a bandana, bro. My hair's a mess. Look at me, bro.
Hey, what happened to you? Heroin. So it's so stupid. She's trying her best to be classy with you.
So we have to do the piano scene, but in reverse. I lie down on the piano and she has to...
Well, no, because that the piano's piano going down if you lie down on the piano. It's no longer a piano. It's a pile of wood.
Every scene you've mentioned, I always think it's from another movie. Like the piano scene, I was picturing Tom Hanks in Big. The restaurant scene, I was picturing When Harry Met Sally. What's a piano scene in Pretty Woman?
It's when I forgot his name in the movie, but Richard Gere, his character, he's like super stressed out and shit, and he's playing the piano for a bunch of hotel workers.
Okay.
And then she comes and sees him, and then he tells the hotel workers, leave. Not like that, but he asks them to leave, kind of.
I like that that's how Poseidon in his head, like just imagine, he's like, he goes... Away with you.
Leave us.
Like Poseidon with money is just a fat asshole.
Basically.
Poseidon had money, that's all it would be. Garcon. Garcon. And the guy's like, dude, this is a Foot Locker. Like, nobody does this here.
Oh, no. I'm like, croissant. Croissant. Imagine croissant. And then he goes, it's like, it's garcon. Whatever.
I don't know. He, she. I don't want to offend you.
All of the hotel employees are like, why is this rich asshole playing the piano?
Because you actually decided. So you don't know how to play the piano, but I'm rich, and I'm looking for a whore.
You know what I used to do at my god sister's house?
What?
And they used to have a piano, and they go, and they would play the piano, and it was beautiful, right? And they go, you want us to teach you how to play the piano? I'm like, I already know how. Leave me alone, you know, because I'm always straight to the bullshit, even from a young age.
Yeah.
And then they go, okay, show us.
Perhaps he's a savant.
So then I'll pull off one of these. I'm just gonna change the camera to me. I'll go.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I just kept fucking with my cousins.
Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay. Gay, 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 gay. That's a good song.
Plus, that's a type of lie that, like, you, like, shouldn't you, like, tell a lie that you're not going to get caught in the first 9 seconds?
Oh, no, but I was
really
pretending. Yeah. No, I can play a piano. Okay, there's a piano. Fuck, you got me.
Yeah, it's like the dumbest lie ever.
I just wanted to fuck with him.
That's like him walking into a room where they could see him, and he's like, yeah, of course I'm a visible minority. And I just, sir, we could see you.
Well, look.
All right, look, touche. Tomato, tomato. I forgot. He walks off.
Look, summertime comes along. I do look like a visible minority.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, speaking of tans, Sri Lanka, my friend. Sri Lanka banned the import of palm oil products.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all about Sri Lanka, baby, baby. They're supporting the apes. I like it.
Yeah. They like the monkeys.
Yeah, I feel bad for those monkeys. You ever seen those videos, Mike?
Does, like, most of the palm oil goes to Nutella, right?
What I knew about it was Nutella. That's why I stopped eating Nutella. I was against their usage of palm oil. But I think I remember there was other products at the grocery store that were using palm oil.
I have a list of products. Lipstick, pizza dough, instant noodles, shampoo, all kinds of shit, yeah. Ice cream, the detergent, margarine, chocolate.
Margarine. I can't believe it's not butter.
ice cream, chocolate, packaged bread, soap, biodiesel, cookies. But
yeah, we get that there's a lot of products. You have to go through the entire list. What are you, autistic? You have to go through the entire list. We get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
I'm a little bit tired today.
Yeah, the Sri Lankans, bro. Big win. I like that.
Yeah. Good for them.
We should all follow suit. We should do what Sri Lankans do.
And like a company like who is it that makes Nutella? Is it Nestle?
Nestle might own them. I don't know. Nestle owns a lot of shit, dude.
You figure though, like palm oil has gotten such fucking bad press that they just try to find anything to replace it, even if it's fucking worse than palm oil. But
it doesn't have to be worse than palm oil. You could use something else. I mean, fuck, they could use cum at this point. It'll be less.
Yeah, but they like because as before, people find out it's killing animals or whatever. Yeah, they should change it. Like, because no one cared about palm oil before we knew about the monkeys.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know. I didn't know what the fuck palm oil was. Yeah. I didn't know. And then I saw the videos of them trying to push back the bulldozers, and I wanted to cry. I was like, no.
Fuck.
The monkeys.
Yeah, it's very sad, bro. They're having their life, and we're bugging them. They're not bothering us. They're just chilling there, and then we're going to destroy their house. Like, yo, I need Nutella, bro. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, now we're overdoing it. Like, there's fucking limits, guys. Like, but Nestle's a cunt of a company.
Well, apparently the parent company is called Ferrero S.p.A.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher owns Nestle?
Ferrero owns Nutella.
Oh, okay. Ferrero owns Nutella. That makes more sense. But Nestle is a cunt company. Nestle, remember when the CEO, the head of Nestle, they were talking about bottled water, and he goes that they should own the water, that water is not a human right? Yeah, they're cunts.
Hold on, wait, what?
Yeah, he wanted to monopolize water, and they're like, well, you can't monopolize water. Like, people can't, like, it's a human right. He's like, no, it isn't. We can monopolize water, so fuck, it's not human, right? Yeah, they got a lot of flack for it, yeah.
God damn. That's like my father, but
he's a corporate vulture.
Yeah, that is a corporate vulture. Yeah.
It's like, your dad, what do you do about the water?
Like, you remember he wanted to bottle water?
Yeah, but your dad didn't want to not allow people to drink water. Your dad found a well that he assumed was magic and wanted to bottle the water, even though he didn't own the well. So legally, he was in a pickle. Also, there's no magic. So that was his issue, but he was not trying to stop people from drinking water. He's not a mad scientist. Yeah. Not even a scientist.
He didn't own the well, but he wanted to bottle the water anyway.
Oh, yeah. He was all about that well water, baby, baby.
So he's not a corporate vulture. He's a corporate weasel.
Yeah, but actually, the well thing was pretty funny. Because that was when you went to that deli diner.
I still can't believe that day, by the way. Every time I remember that day, it's like a dream.
Yeah, you told me about it.
He made me, first of all, he never explained to me why we're
going. Yeah, I know. He told me, you're like, I'm out today. And I told him why. He goes, my dad called me and said verbatim, I got a business opportunity for you, my son. I got to take you somewhere, but it's top secret. Don't tell nobody.
And at first I told him no a few times. But he kept busting my balls, and then he got my mother involved and everything.
Your son's an idiot. I got a business opportunity with millions of dollars. This one coming.
And then, first of all, it's like a 2.5-hour drive.
God.
Hold on. And then, I like listening to music in the car, right?
But, okay, before you go on, the reason why this is funny to me is because this was around the time, Mike, remember when we were arguing with him, what his dad was telling him, like, people are stupid, I got the best ideas, and he was talking about a car where the airbags are on the outside. It's like all these dumb ideas about the poison gas as an alarm in the house, so you kill everyone. So it was during that time. So Poseidon already had it up to here. Yeah. He was already angry, and then he goes, trust me, this idea, foolproof. Spent 3 hours driving there with me.
But hold on. The drive was even worse. Because don't forget, I had to drive there and back. And my father hates music.
Oh, the drive back must have been horrible.
Yes.
Because the drive there, you're like, oh, he might surprise me.
Yeah, there's hope.
He might
A bit of
maybe
hope.
He's going to knock this one out of the park.
But hold on. My father hates music.
Okay. Who hates music? Who hates music?
Hold on.
How is that a sentence?
Hold on.
That is scary.
He hates music that I listen to.
Okay.
He doesn't like
hip hop, rap.
He hates black people.
Yeah, I was about to say, Yeah. So it sounds like, bro. He hates music I like. He hates the girls I like.
He
hates the athletes I look up to. Wait a second.
He hates rap music except for Eminem.
Yeah.
He likes Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly.
And like, yo, I'm just
he's a big Loco Locast fan. It's
And I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna play a bit of music. Like, I want to have a smooth drive. Don't talk much. I like driving and it's peace and quiet, right?
Did you say don't talk much, or he said don't
I told
talk
him
much?
I told him to
hold on.
So he doesn't like music. You don't like talking. You are the both perfect to be in a car together.
So hold on, you guys agree? You're like, yes, we're gonna find a compromise to make sure this 2.5 hours goes on without a hitch. You can't play music. I can't talk. We're going to sit here silently, awkwardly driving for 2.5 hours. You guys are both insane.
But I told him from the beginning, I go to him, look, I know you don't like my type of music. Okay.
He's like, it's not the music I don't like. It's the people singing it.
Why is he calling? And then I go to him, look, I know you don't, I'm just going to play it low. I like that. You know, I like to have a calm drive. Just sit there, be quiet. 5 minutes, bro, into the drive. Why the fuck you keep listening to these devil worshippers?
Okay, so I'll say one thing. Your dad clearly has no problem with the race. He just doesn't like the message.
Yes.
I'm back on your dad's team.
Oh, shit.
Why? I don't agree with him. I love that music too. However, at least he has a reason now that's not just like arbitrary.
Hold on. Wait,
he doesn't like the message.
Hold on,
so right now, I'm on team dad.
Hold
Let's
on.
Go.
You didn't let me
so
finish.
When he saw Nasdaq come out with those shoes, he was like, I knew it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
My son loves him.
Hold on. I didn't finish. And he goes, they're all Satan worshipers and cultists, and they're all gays and lesbians. All
right, look, okay. I'm not a scientist. I can't disprove him. He might be right. What do you want me to do?
So already I'm fucking annoyed as fuck.
You're annoyed. Imagine if you were annoyed.
Annoyed. My apologies. And so he starts babbling. And you know how my father is when he starts. He doesn't even take a beat to breathe when he talks.
Again, not the worst quality.
That's psychopath shit.
It's not psychopath shit. The guy's trying to talk to you. This is what happens. No. Because you ignore him, when he gets a chance to talk to you, you've ignored him for a month, let's say. He has to unload a month's worth of conversation.
Yeah.
It's your fuck up because you always ignore him. So now when he gets you, he's like, let me tell you everything I want to tell you, my son. But you, like an asshole, hang up on him, yell at him. You're the bad guy in this story.
Well, how about when he talks to me?
Did you think about jumping out of the car?
And rolling?
Like just opening the door and rolling out and hoping he hits a tree?
For a second, yes.
Okay. You're trying to kill your father, bro?
Oh, no, I was trying to kill myself. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But go on. Okay, so.
and then I got annoyed. I'm like, just stop talking, please. I want to enjoy the ride. You know what I mean?
They're my friends.
And so I turn up the volume really loud.
Oh, okay, hold on. So you broke the rule. He wants no
Jesus,
music, and now
fuck.
you're playing devil music.
I pulled some passive-aggressive shit. And then he starts.
Wait, you put it really loud?
Yeah, I put it really loud so I can't talk over the music.
That's really loud. But what was the song that was playing?
I don't remember, bro. It was some
the devil is so cool. So doesn't everybody love the devil?
Then, so because I lower the volume all the way, all the way up.
Yeah.
He gets frustrated and he gets annoyed and he sits there like a toddler, you know, listening.
I just say something right there again? Win for your father. He could have acted like an asshole. Instead, he kept his mouth shut.
I'm not done. Right.
He could have lowered the volume.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He could have punched you in your stupid face.
Hold on. And then I guess the song said like, I'm a fuck your bitch, drugs, this, that. You know how some rappers are.
He talking about my bitch?
And he goes, oh, what the fuck is this? He goes, what the fuck is this? And he starts pulling a temper tantrum, bro, and punching my dash.
Okay, look, the punching the dash, he went over the line. But before that, I mean, he can't be talking shit about bitches. I'm with him.
Yeah. Your dad's a feminist.
Yeah. I'm with him, dude. He's supporting the ladies. I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. Punching the dashboard, a little excessive, but in his defense, how else are you going to get the devils out? So, not all the way nuts.
So then I'm driving there. I'm like, yo, what the the fuck?
You know? Oh, is that all you did? A man is punching your dashboard saying, what the fuck is this? And Poseidon's like, yo, what the fuck is this? Yo, who this?
So, but the thing is, to me, that doesn't scare me. It makes me want to laugh.
We didn't think you were scared.
No, I know. But I mean, maybe somebody else in my situation would be scared. You know, this lunatic's acting up. But
this lunatic's acting up.
You know?
Did you tell him to stop punching your fucking dashboard?
No, I just re-increased the volume and started laughing.
Really?
El Diablo. Yeah, you scared the shit out of him, bro.
So, punching the dashboard is crazy, but then when someone's punching the dashboard, putting the volume up is mental. That's worse than fucking yeah, you're punching.
Insane. So then finally, anyways, after this fucking weird drive, we finally fucking make it there. It brings me to this fucking field.
This is 2.5 hours away.
2.5 hours away.
By the way, your dad knows how to close a deal. Like when you're trying to sell something to someone, the trick is on the way there, punch the guy's car nonstop, yell at him, tell him his music is for fags.
Salesman of the year.
Make him angry and then bring him to a secluded area.
Salesman of the year, bro.
Salesmanship 101.
He's employee of the month every month at his enterprise.
So then finally we get there and it's this huge field. And I'm like, and then...
A field of dreams, some might say.
Or of dead dreams, basically. Okay. And then I get there, and already I see...
What do you see?
Hold on. I get very, very frustrated.
What do you see in your horizon?
Okay. I see this big rectangular field.
Rectangular?
Mud everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Mud?
A trailer park right in the middle.
A trailer park or just a trailer?
Park or just a trailer?
Oh, yeah. Like a trailer. A trailer, sorry. Just
a lone just a trailer.
A lone trailer.
All right. You're building quite the sexy white trash scene.
And the husband and a wife are selling basically La Belle Provence style food out of it.
They're selling burgers, hot dogs, the sort.
Yes.
Shitty
now,
hot dogs.
If it was a heavily residential area, I'd be like, okay. But there's not a house in sight. All
this
you
is
see
a is a random place in the
this
mountains.
Is a random place in the mountains, a field, and then just trees. Just trees, bro.
And the local
just,
diner.
Just trees. I'm like, bro, who buys food from here? And
of course, were there customers there?
No. So I look around and look at him. I go, let me ask you a question. Who buys food from here? Oh, the locals. What fucking locals,
what
bro?
The moose? What are you talking
what
about?
What locals, bro? Yeah. So anyways, so he's like, no, bear with me. Over here, we have this, and then you get the side, the thing across. I'm like, it's trees. So yeah, you chop them down, then you make a chop shop. I'm like, but
hold on, what does he think chop shop means? You chop the trees down to make a chop shop? He thinks
no.
Shop that chops down trees?
No, like a chop shop like for cars.
There's no cars there. Nobody lives there.
And I'm like...
And does your dad know anything about cars? Like to open up a chop shop?
Yeah, he fixes his own cars. He's actually pretty handy with cars.
Oh, shit.
He's actually a pretty good handyman.
Nice.
Okay. You know?
But even though I like making fun of him, he's good with buildings. Like he built his own patio. You know what I mean?
His own bunker.
I have yet to see it, though.
Okay.
Is his patio technically a car, though?
He took a car and he cut off the top of the car.
It's just his Hummer.
There's a patio.
He sits in an old Ford Escort and drinks in his yard.
That's why he gets mad at you because he misunderstands when you say you're going out with an Escort.
And he goes,
I have one. You don't need to pay.
And he goes, ah, you don't see the vision. You don't see the vision. Let me get you food. So he gets me food.
Because you're hungry.
Yeah,
your dad is a Snickers commercial to you. He's like Poseidon.
He's like,
you're not yourself when you're hungry.
We're gonna get some hot dogs, some burgers. I'm like, okay, fine. So
he does know how to treat you.
Yes, we get some hot dogs and burgers. I'm like, okay, here goes. And look, you see this field?
It's could all be yours.
You see this trailer? I'm like, yeah. He goes, wow, it's perfect for Greek festivals.
The trailer, like festivals, will happen inside a trailer.
No, on the field. And you will sell...
It could be in the trailer because there's no Greek people that live close to there. So no. You don't need much, like
Wait,
a big room.
So your dad thinks that we're like Nordic pagans that are going to
basically
fondle in the woods?
You know our panagiria that we have...
the Greek festival downtown that everybody does, yeah.
Downtown or in Park Extension?
Yeah, that's in a city.
Yes.
Who's going to drive throws away to be one with nature? First of all, does he not know Greeks? They're just going to complain the whole way. Like, what the fuck is this? And this is a trailer. What was his idea? All we have to do is kill that family. This is all ours. There's no witnesses here. And, was that the plan?
No. And
was murder in the plan?
No. There was never any murder. And so he starts negotiating the price.
What price? Hold on, with who?
The price of the territory.
The food?
With you?
Okay.
With the owner of the trailer.
He asked some random guy in a trail in the woods, "Can I buy this land?"
Apparently, he had spoken to him.
Okay.
Yeah, and
how much was it? You remember?
It better have been like $800.
Fuck, I don't remember at all.
Was it a lot?
No, it wasn't a lot. Well, it's 3 hours out. It was almost peanuts.
Really? Yeah. You should have bought it. You should have been like those guys in those movies, those Adam Sandler movies. You should have bought the land and kicked the people out. There's only two people that live here. You're out. I got to build a condo in a strip mall.
Goddamn. Anyways, and he goes, "You know what?" And he goes, "That's not the end of it. I saved the best for last."
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
And I go, "What's the best for last?" He goes, "You see those trees over there?" I'm like, "Yes." "Behind the trees is a well." I'm like, "Okay."
Well.
He goes, "We bottle our own water, sell it like Naya, millionaires."
That's a good plan. We bottle it like Naya, sell it, millionaires. You know what? I mean, that's a good business plan. You should go to the bank with that one.
So at this point, my blood is boiling.
Does he think that Naya is like the headquarters are behind a hot dog stand in Switzerland?
Where's Naya located? By the La Belle Provence on Dakary? Everyone knows that.
So, bro, me, I've had it up to here. But the thing is, the food that I ate, I guess nobody goes and it's kind of old.
Shit. There's no one living there.
I had to shit.
Oh, it gave you diarrhea.
Yes.
Oh, this is a good story.
The drive back, bro.
Did you shit in the well?
Not only.
Ruined, crush your dad's dreams. No, that is my future.
So not only do I have to listen to him on the way back, but I'm holding.
Wait, what happened to the well, though? Did you see this well?
No.
Why didn't you go take a drink? Didn't you tell me he said he felt like it had magical properties?
Yeah, but I'm like, where is it? I'm like, it's somewhere back there behind the trees.
Okay, I have a question now. Yeah. I should have asked you a long time ago. Did your dad ever see this well?
I don't think so.
I'm going to lose my fucking shit.
I think he lied to me.
You know what I think happened?
I don't think
probably, so. Probably those restaurant people just gave him a glass of spring water that they bought at the store. And he was like, "This is goddamn delicious."
And they told him, it come from magic well in the back. Really? Yes, you can buy it. Magical bottled water like Naya. Be millionaires. And the guy and his dad's like, "I like the way you think." It's so stupid.
And
now you have to drive back and you had to take a shit.
I had to take a shit. So I had to hold the whole shit the whole way while listening to him babble on about fucking.
Wait, what code was this shit? Was it like a code blue shit?
What's code blue?
Like you really have to go?
Yeah, I really had to go.
So you held,
I held
a code blue for 2.5 hours?
2.5 hours, bro.
Question. Yeah. Why didn't you shit in the trailer?
There was no bathrooms there.
Other question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you shit in the woods like bears do?
Oh, fuck that shit, bro.
Why didn't you stop somewhere? Like there must have been gas stations and stuff on the way down.
Why didn't you shit in the car?
Especially if you did a 5-hour car ride, that means you stopped on the way back to put gas.
Yeah, you should.
But you didn't take a shit.
You should have gone to the gas station and just shit in the floor.
Oh, like everyone else.
When in Rome.
No, but I hate gas station bathrooms.
Yeah, you're very picky.
Yeah.
You need to either take a shit in a toilet or on yourself during a podcast.
Well, even here, by the way, you know, I have a process.
What do you mean?
I clean the toilet bowl before I sit.
Yeah, I know. And here I have to fill it up with paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I clean it.
Also destroyed that one fucking toilet.
What do you mean?
And today you tricked me. Because you went knowing that you destroyed that toilet that I never go into. You went and took the one that I normally go into that I haven't destroyed. And I go in there and the toilet seat is broken off. And then I'm like, "Besides, what did you destroy the toilet seat?" And this is the best. I was like, No, I don't really. Like, he didn't know what excuse to say. So his voice just kept changing. I was like, "Bro, what are you doing here? Like, do you jump on the toilet seat? Do you kick it? How is that possible? It looked like a Fafun electric bathroom you turned it into." What the fuck was that? How do you shit? I'm just curious. Do you jump up and down? Do you take the toilet seat and you break it off out of anger? No, but, how is that possible?
No, but you know, sometimes when you're constipated and you get that little extra turd hanging out from your butthole that won't fall,
No, I don't know what you're talking about, but even at, why are you breaking the toilet seat? How does that happen?
You have to rock back and forth to.
So what?
This, is so that what you do? So you're disjointing the toilet seat?
So
the
rock shit, back and forth. So the shit, shit.
So the shit swings because it's stuck to your butthole. So it swings and so it ploops.
You think your body is an old timey clock?
No, because the thing is, if you get up and without it, that little bit of poop falling out, and you wipe, there's going to be an endless wipe after.
Okay, look, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care about your endless wipe. Maybe you should hydrate a bit more, but stop doing that. That's going to be hard for me to explain the building. What am I going to say? Sorry, my local bear broke the toilet. Because now I can't shit over there. Today was a struggle. It can't move. I thought it was going to fall off the toilet seat.
No one, I don't think anyone does that. We should ask the fans if anyone has to rock
back and forth
at the end of a shit.
You know who?
Oh, no, it's not every shit. It's like when you're constipated.
Okay. How often are you constipated?
Oh,
like every other shit?
May I suggest more water? I think you don't drink enough water.
I think so too.
That sounds like a real problem. The shit is just halfway stuck like that?
Yeah, I think I
never
have to drink water.
Water, and I've never had shit.
Yeah, so like imagine.
Just stick to my body.
So I don't hydrate well.
Something like that. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. It's just I've never witnessed that in my life. I've never even heard. The only person I could think of rocking back and forth is Guido in a straitjacket. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Guido's like the Joker now. That's the only thing I could think of. But you rocking
my
back and forth?
My dog, one of my dogs does that when she's taking a shit. Like she'll take a shit and then I'll see her kind of rocking back and forth. And then she'll wipe her butt on the grass. Maybe that's what you'd need.
That's what he does,
like,
basically.
Just have some grass.
Oh, no, I wipe my ass like a normal human.
But you know, don't lie. But you know what makes sense that he does that? Because I was wondering how he cracked off the toilet seat. I thought maybe he was stepping on it or something. But I guess it's because he's fucking pulling it back, rocking back and forth. God damn, dude. You must be like a weird-ass house guest. Like if you're sleeping over at somebody's house after, like let's say you sleep over for like a weekend. When you're gone, that house is never the same again.
Yeah.
You're like a tornado.
No, it's
toilet seats, doors, everything's fucked up.
Everything is fine.
No, because I've yelled at you at my house too, some stuff you do. Like he's very abrupt and aggressive. He'll just, like, you know how normal people sit on couches or chairs? This guy will fly on there, like just let his body go. Like, dude, what are you doing? Things are flying out. It's like, whoa, what's the problem, bro?
Mike accidentally almost tore down, you know the fan that absorbs the smoke when you're cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost completely tore it off.
Oh yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I told you.
From the ceiling.
I basically.
How come?
I was a little bit tipsy, and I basically went to lean on it, but I guess I leaned on it with all my weight, and then I kind of fell on it, and it goes, doo-doom! And then like a bunch of wood and dust fell out.
Wood and dust.
And then I had to replace it, but now it's not stuck to the covers.
It's hanging.
It, like very little bit. Like I have to adjust it every time.
Do you wish I give you mighty glue?
I don't think glue is going to help. Yeah. Oh, I have Gorilla Tape.
This is what you do. Gorilla Tape that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to Gorilla Tape it. Gorilla Tape held my curtains for a couple of months. Because you know what I did? Again, because I'm too abrupt.
And I'm pretty sure that fan is the same weight as curtains.
Yeah.
So if it was strong enough to hold some curtains of months.
You know what the best is?
Just use more Gorilla Tape.
Poseidon's like, yeah, I'm a fucking adult. I got my shit together. He brings a date over. She walks in the house. There's tape holding the curtains up. There's tape holding the kitchen fan out. She's like, are you red green? What the fuck is happening? Why is there tape on everything? He's like, tape, it sticks. What am I, stupid? I'm going to pay a handyman.
Look, I'm very like abrupt. And like even when I, because what happened with my curtains, the metal rods, when I went to put them up,
yeah,
the screws, I don't know how I managed to do this. I split the screws in half.
What?
What?
I split the screws. Well, not in half. The head of the screw. I somehow
tried to fuck it.
Snapped it off with the screw.
Oh, you just kept turning.
I was screwing.
But why did you turn that much that you had to break it off?
Because
why are you so aggressive?
Anger.
It's no, I don't know. I try to be gentle.
But well, the lie detector determined that was a lie.
I try. I really do, but it just, I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know. I was screwing, and then the tip just broke off.
You have been going out more. You have been going on dates now. You're trying to reinvent yourself. How has that been going?
Myself. Oh, it's been going well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had two dates this weekend that I know about.
Yeah, I had...
Where are you going? Because everything's closed in Montreal.
Well, the mental asylum.
Well, the first girl came over. Spent the night together. Sweet girl. We had a good time. And the other fan?
I guess that delay is a yes. All right.
Well, not none of her stuff.
The reason why he's taking time, she was before the date, not so much after.
Yeah, after the date, she's like, wow, I can't even watch that show anymore because he's there. And,
she was super fun.
Did she find it weird, not the duct tape, but going into your bathroom and like, what happened to the toilet seat?
No, my toilet seat is fine.
Okay, so you don't
Yeah, she saw his toilet seat and she was like, oh, imagine what he's going to do to my pussy. My pussy's going to need some Gorilla Tape to stay on.
That's your excuse.
It'll just fall off.
I actually like her. She was really cool.
Nice.
And then the second date was last night.
Nice. Double date. Yeah. Last night you didn't like her or you liked her too?
I didn't.
You didn't like her?
Well, look, she was nice.
Was she a communist? Man?
No.
What is there not to like, Poseidon?
What?
Is she a communist?
No.
Okay, so then.
Oh, I see what you mean. What's the problem? I get it. No, just, I don't know. It wasn't my type.
She wasn't your type. Yeah. I thought your type was female. That's it.
No, I have a...
What is your type? The ladies want to know.
You know, pretty face.
Oh, okay.
Slim waist.
Right.
So she had fat a ass. Face and a belly?
It's good that a guy in your stature has those kind of requests because you deserve it, my friend.
I work hard for this body, bro.
So she had an ugly face, a belly, and
no, she
ass.
Wasn't ugly. No, she wasn't ugly, but she wasn't. She just wasn't my type.
1 to 10, what was she?
I feel bad if she listens.
I don't want you to talk shit about her, but was she missing the one thing you always wanted? A penis.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Is that it?
Was her dick like it was a ugly dick or it was a nice one?
No, we didn't get to that part.
Good. Okay. I'm glad you didn't ruin the young girl's life.
Like through the jeans.
What?
You just rubbed it like over the jeans?
No, we didn't get that far.
Okay. Good.
So I left before the curfew.
I love how this guy he's like, look, I walked in there. Me, I put so much time in this body. This bitch better be at the gym. This bitch better be.
No. Look, extra cushion for the pushing, I don't mind it. I don't mind a few extra ones because I'm fat myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know if people notice, tell. You know. But yeah, I don't know. She wasn't my type.
Was she French?
Yeah.
You don't like French people?
Was she a fan?
The other girl was French too.
Was the second one a fan or no?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, yeah. Definitely not anymore.
Yeah. Look at him. He's so awkward.
It's because she was very sweet.
That's what we're saying. We're not against her. We're with her. We're against you.
Oh, okay.
Did you fuck her or no?
We're
no,
not I on didn't. Your team. We're on her team.
No, I didn't. I didn't have sex with this one.
No, you sound like an asshole. We're on her team. We're not on your team.
Why do I
sound
like an asshole?
She wasn't my type.
So wait, hold on.
I got some standards because you went there. So you knew her.
Yeah you saw a picture of her, right? Before you drove there.
Yeah, exactly.
With your devil music.
With your fucking devil. You're just being an asshole. You're going to people's house.
How am I an asshole?
Hey, you know what? Now that I've seen you, you're not good enough. Not good enough. You're lucky she didn't slap you.
What?
Yeah.
So hold on.
Girl power, bro.
When women say he's too short.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's also.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going. This is revenge for all my short kings.
Hold on, listen. That also, I'm with you, is unacceptable. Yeah. But you went. You met her, and then you're like, you know what? Now, I don't like it. It seems rude.
How is that rude? We had a date. We hung out.
Yeah.
We drank some white wine.
Nice.
We chatted. Had a couple of conversations.
Was the conversation, is that what did it for you? There was something you didn't like?
No, I'm not a good talker. And
maybe that ruined it?
I guess she confused me a little bit. You know what I mean?
I'm not a good talker.
She asked me way too many questions, and it threw me off a little bit, and I got a little nervous, and I dipped.
It's like, hey, what do you...
Like what? What did she ask you that made you nervous?
No, it was a joke.
What do you think of a vaccine passport? He's like, what the fuck's a passport? Just why are you asking me? Like, I'm not a scientist. What is that?
No, she was very sweet, but she has kids and shit.
Oh, that's what's okay. So don't talk shit about her, bro.
And then at some point,
just say that. You don't have to talk. You made it sound like she was a goblin. Okay.
No, I heard the kids playing. I don't know.
And that fuck with your head.
It was weird.
Oh, that's normal. If you tell that, she could understand that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why you have to be vocal. Because if you're not, she's gonna develop a complex, thinking she has a problem or something.
Ah, yes. No, but she has no problem.
I'm saying she would see this. Be honest. Tell people that. Okay. Yeah, be honest. That's not a problem as long as you're honest.
It's not? Okay, because I thought the kids thing was rude.
No, it's not. No. If you let her know, oh, look, this happened and it bothered me. That's fine. Yeah. She's an adult.
Okay.
It's when you don't tell her like something I didn't like, I have standards. She's going to think, am I fat? Am I ugly? Am I too skinny? Am I too this? So you fuck with her head.
Yeah, yeah.
Honest, bro. Don't use this passive aggressive.
It's not.
Be
it's
a
just
man.
I'm worried about fucking hurting people's feelings.
But you were hurt feelings more if you made her think that she's retarded or something.
What Touché. Fucked you up is hearing little kids having fun. You're like, what's that sound? I've never heard that before. Children that are happy.
I had a miserable childhood.
No, but it could have been worse. He could have been like, what's that sexy
I mean,
sound?
Like, look, it would have been weird for me if like...
And then she's like, "Qua?"
I don't know. It would have been weird for me if the kids are in the other room and in the other room I'm banging their mom. I don't know. It would have been weird.
That's fine. You could tell her. She'll laugh. She'll get it. She'll be like, okay, I get it. That's fine. But don't make her feel it because you make people develop a complex like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do that to women. Yeah.
No, it wasn't my intention though to develop.
There you
a complex.
Go. You see, we had to push into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was weird. That was really weird. Like the weirdest situation. Remember that girl from Tinder? She was also French. And that basically I was banging her and her brother came home.
Oh, in Far Away.
That was also in the Repentigny.
Oh, that's where it was, the R.
But this was a nice area.
Yeah, her dad walked in, her brother walked in on you banging her, and then he was just like, all right, bro, high five, good job.
He was like, oh, okay, I guess you're banging or whatever.
Keep banging my sister.
And I was like, this is so strange.
The fact that he didn't join in.
No, the fact that, I don't know.
You're like, I came to Repentigny first to fuck your brother.
No, the door opened. And I was like, yo, her parents weren't there. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Her parents are home? This was years ago, though. I was like 22. And I'm like, she's like, no, it's my brother. He probably finished work. I'm like, oh, okay, we should stop, you know, be respectful. She's like, nah, continue. I was like, what?
Yeah, when he fucks me, he makes noise.
She's like, yeah, continue. It's not like I'm going to make any noise anyway.
Yeah. I didn't realize you were in me this whole time. So.
Have we been fucking?
I thought you were doing some kind of exercise. Yeah. I didn't want to disturb. You look like you're really into it.
And So that already was weird. I'm like,
yeah, that is weird too. But okay, but I'm glad we got to the bottom of this because that lady would have been watching this and be like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
No, nothing's wrong with her. She's,
okay, that's good then. You see, it took us a while to get to that point.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure like if it was rude me saying that.
Yeah, it is rude, but...
Wait, it's rude, but it's not as rude as you calling her almost a goblin.
Yeah. No, I didn't call her a goblin.
I'd rather, if I had kids, I'd rather a guy be like, I don't want to date someone with kids. Like, if I was a woman, I'd rather that than a guy going, ah, you're ugly.
Yeah, I have standards.
I like a chick with a no belly and a fat ass.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Yeah. I'm going home. He's shaking his butt as he walks out. Yes.
Oh, let's look at the chat.
Well, no, never pay attention to chat because you get too confused. And then they get into your head and they fuck with you.
They don't get in my head.
Which is fun for us, but not fun for you.
No, because it's funny sometimes, the chat.
They attack you.
I know.
They are vicious with you.
I know, they are very
vicious. It is hilarious to me.
I know.
I try to avoid it so that you surprise me with your anger. But sometimes they're nice to you.
Yeah.
But all it takes is you being a dick to one person. And you lost them. they switch teams on you so fast.
Yeah, they do. Fucking traitors.
It's the Poseidon's relationship with the fans is the funniest thing in the world. They're like, yeah, go Poseidon. And then Poseidon's like, yeah, I went on a date with this girl. I thought she was ugly. You're a fucking asshole.
They're traitors, bro.
They just turn on him right away. It's the funniest thing. It's like, he tries so hard. He's like, God damn it, I lost him. Yeah, because you're a dick.
So how many fans have you fucked so far?
It's a lot, actually. You know what? Good on him. You've ruined our fan base.
No, I haven't.
Well.
They all had a good time.
Yeah, but they didn't stay fans.
We don't know that.
I'm assuming. I'm assuming.
We don't know that.
They don't want to watch you ever again. They don't want to see you ever again. We don't know it as a fact. I'm going on a limb if I was a betting man.
Actually, no. So some of them have stayed because I've seen them comment.
Get the fuck out of here. What do they say? Fuck this asshole.
One of them, I think, was trying to get me jealous by complimenting you.
Good. And then, goddamn right, you tell him how much cooler I am.
And then one put Poseidon with hard eyes.
Oh, so she's still down with you?
Yeah, she's still down.
Oh, with yeah. Shit.
But I was.
Someone's gonna comment. I should have fucked the French one. Mike's like, I'm married and busy.
But yeah, and yeah.
All right.
Have a good time, you know. Go have wine, chill.
Is that your MO now? You just bring wine to chicks' houses?
Bring wine, and we have wine.
Do you bring the wine, or you show up and they have wine?
I bring the wine.
That's good.
Okay. I like bringing it.
I like bringing
grocery
it.
Store wine or no, liquor store.
It depends.
Wine.
It depends on my mood, or if I'm in a hurry or not. I've noticed the more hurry I'm in, I'll get like gas station wine. But if I'm not in a hurry, I take my time. I go to the sack. I usually get something that like the bottle is a little matte or it sounds fancy.
What? Okay. What do you mean sounds fancy?
Sounds fancy. Like,
what does that mean? How does a bottle like sound one? Fancy? You start touching it. Ding.
No, well, zing. Like there's some bottles that are like matte black and shit. Sorry. Like there's one that I really like. It's called Amarone.
So say that again?
Amarone. Yeah, but that's red wine though.
Yeah, red wine. It's like a Spanish wine.
It's like Italian.
Amarone?
It is?
Yeah.
Or Portuguese.
Amarone Montresor.
I love
how it's Italian. Oh, okay.
I love how he says Mike confirms it. It's Italian. You're like, yeah, or Portuguese. Like, he just told you it's Italian. You're like, yeah, or the other Italians, the Portuguese.
Whatever, anything west from Greece is
you know,
Italian.
The deaf Spanish people, the Portuguese. Like, such a weird thing to say. He confirmed it's Italian. And you're still pushing it.
Oh, shit. And yeah, yeah. Something.
And then you show up all slick
that
and stuff.
That is good wine, though.
No.
Yeah, he likes that. And then does she ever say, I told you we're having fish? And then you're like, yeah, I thought that was a euphemism for me going down on you. I didn't think this through. So when you have time, you get them good wine.
Yeah. If I'm in a hurry, I'll just stop anywhere and grab something quick.
Do you ever find yourself being the wine?
What do you mean?
Like, do you show up there and you're just like, eh, I can't take work anymore. It's stressful. It's very far away.
Oh, that's no.
It's just you whining. It's like, this isn't what I meant by bring the wine.
Do you ask them?
Oh yeah.
Do you ask the woman if she drinks red or white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Red or white.
And then you get the opposite?
No, or sometimes I'll be like, I'll just buy it and be like, I got red wine.
Okay. What do your six kids drink? Do you ever ask her that?
No. Well, I didn't know if she had kids.
Okay.
Okay.
So that must have been a fun surprise.
Yeah.
I remember years ago I had fun surprises like that.
Yeah. I was like, but she had written it in like a text fast. I wasn't sure. She's like, I have to pick up the boys.
But like, yo, this bitch is getting rammed.
I'm like, that can mean anything, right?
Wait, hold on.
I thought she was talking about her nuts.
I don't know. Maybe
hold on a second.
Maybe she's talking
this
about
is not a guy. Boys. This is a woman texting you. Yo, I got to pick up the boys. And you're like, yo, she's just down with the homies?
No, I don't know what she meant. Yeah. Maybe it's her cousins or brothers.
She might
I don't
be
know.
A gangbanger.
No, yeah. I don't know, bro. Maybe she's in the Crips or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
You're like, yo, she's got to do a drive-by. I like this woman. She's working 24/7.
And yeah. And then I got down. We were conversing.
And then the boys were like, get away from my mother.
And I'm like, I'm like, what did you mean by the boys? She's like, I have boys, I have kids. I was like, oh, okay.
How old are they?
I have no clue. Oh, she told me actually, but I don't remember. She told me,
but I
don't remember.
Did you ask them?
No, she told me, but I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah. And did she tell you I have boys and then you didn't answer? Because generally people go, I have two kids. Then you ask, how old are they? But she said, I have two kids. And then you just stared. And then she was like, they're 7 and 9.
And he blankly stares. Like, I don't fucking care. I don't know what you think. Like, I'm not here to fuck them.
No, I probably said something along the lines of, that's nice.
Mike, okay. Oh, that's cool. Imagine you're in her shoes. Yeah, I have two boys. And him, he's just like, that's nice. What are you, Pee Wee Herman? What? I'd kick you out of my house. I'd be like, yo, this guy's going to try to fuck my boys. I'd kick you out of my fucking house. But that's so weird. That's nice. Do they like to play in the dock? That's nice. That's so weird.
Look, I'm paraphrasing here.
I'm paraphrasing myself. What did you say? That's nice.
I don't know. I was in French. So I don't know. I said, like that's cool or whatever.
Oh, in French. Did you speak in French the whole time?
No.
Give us some of your French seduction lines.
I didn't really have any seduction lines.
What's your general seduction line in French? What do you say?
Hey. Oh, okay. Like the one from Quebec City when I had went to go get the paintings.
Yeah.
Okay. I had the heat cranked up to the max, but it wasn't that cold out.
Let's make it hot.
It wasn't that cold out, right? And then like, And then basically I'm like, oh fuck, it's really hot in here, eh? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, hold on. I'm trying to remember something with the heating. I'm like, oh no, it's actually not that high up. I guess it's just you or something. Like, cause I was flustered. I was red.
Yeah, and she told you you're flustered.
It's not that hot. It's just my balls are really sweaty.
No, I had told her like my face is red. And I'm like, oh, it's not the heating.
I have eczema.
I think it's just you or something. I remember something along the line. I said it in French.
I have high blood pressure. Why are you bringing it up?
I had said something along those lines, like, it's you that's sexy. That's why I'm all flustered. And she was like, oh, God.
How'd you say that in French?
Ah, c'est juste toi qui est sexy. C'est pour ça, je suis rouge.
Did you say, hey, c'est juste toi qui est sexy? You should have used the accent.
I don't like talking about my dating life. It makes me
say, say, hey, c'est toi qui est sexy?
Hey, c'est toi qui est sexy?
I would throw you out of the car.
I was driving.
Like I said that. Bitch ain't getting away. Fucking power locks. Try me. This bitch is childproof.
No,
try me.
I always try to be a gentleman.
Do you do the same thing with chicks in your car that you do with your dad? They get in, you're like, don't talk. We're in the car. I'm listening to my music.
No, usually I ask what kind of music you like. Do you like this? Okay. Bada beep, bada boop. I have Spotify, so I'll just... any playlist, any favorite playlist.
Do you ever ask girls? I'm just curious. Do you ever ask like, hey, what do you want to listen to tonight?
No, every time we get to my place, it's always The Weeknd.
So you've taken a page out of my book?
Of course. Right. It works every time.
I taught you this years ago.
It works every time, bro. I love it. It's the best.
I've given you too many tricks.
Bro, it's the best.
You're going to become a supervillain.
They love The Weeknd.
I know.
I just played and things happen. It's beautiful.
You know, when I met in 2013, I had said something awkward. I told you. What? I go, oh, you know, I'm from Canada too, whatever. And I go, you know how many chicks I've banged to your music? And it just made it awkward. And I was like, fuck, why did I say that?
I banged a lot of women to his music too.
Yeah, but it was one of those moments where you think he's going to be like, oh, cool. He's like, huh. I was like, this is, why did that come out?
It's the best. It's the best. They love it. Even girls that don't listen to The Weeknd on a regular basis.
Girls that just love the weekday. That work 9 to 5, still like The Weeknd. That's what
you know. We should dress me up like The Weeknd and call me The Weekday.
You're the month.
The low budget.
You're the whole month.
I'm the end. I'm the beginning of the month. Rent is due.
Mike Poseidon is gonna end a date by, can I use your toilet? And then he's taking the clothes with him. Why are you taking the clothes? Yeah, after you see what I'm going to do in there, you won't want me around. By the way, get on Amazon, order a new seat. I'm telling you. You're welcome. God damn.
No, but we have a good, like, that. I had a very good time with a girl on Saturday.
Really? Yeah, do you think she might be the one?
I really, no.
And by the one, he means the one that doesn't get syphilis.
Yeah, maybe she's immune.
I don't have syphilis.
That's the attitude. That's the kind of attitude you got.
Yeah, that's a go-getter attitude. Yeah. That's going to get you out of this fucking
thing. But
if you believe the lie, is it really a lie?
But I had a really good time with her. She was cool, down to earth. We hung out.
I like this.
Yeah.
You going to see her again?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, he's very excited.
Yeah,
does Annabelle know about this?
Yeah, when your girlfriend finds out, that's going to ruin the podcast.
Tomorrow, if Annabelle's watching, tomorrow the podcast is going to be awkward. They're going to have a guest, and it's going to be like, hey, and then she's going to be like, yeah, ask the guest question, huh? Let me ask you a question. What you do Saturday?
I fucked.
Who is this, put? Who is this, put, Poseidon, you tell me?
No, but
is this a working girl? Or she's not a prostitute?
No, she's not a prostitute.
No. She's she's a student, actually, in Quebec City.
That's not McGill.
Oh, so you went down to Quebec City,
no,
or
she
did
came.
She come up?
Oh, yeah.
And,
travel.
She's
breaking quarantine rules for this dick. I like it.
Yeah, so she's studying. Smart girl.
If you want to borrow my house,
hey,
my country house that's close to Quebec City.
Listen to what he's telling.
I can loan you the house. It's fucking nice. It's right on the St. Lawrence River.
Do you need your toilet seat?
Yeah, if you can shit in the river, that'd be good for me.
So you said she's smart?
Smart, you know.
Well, this sweet. Decision is the only questionable thing about this, but go on.
Calm.
She's in school, high school or elementary
school?
No, no,
university.
Yeah. Oh, that's a surprise. That's university. I didn't see that.
University, that's an M. Night. My dear Watson.
Yeah, that's an M. Night Shyamalan twist if ever there was one.
Damn it. Yeah. What's she studying to be?
Pregnant.
Sexologist.
Don't lie.
I swear to God. She's studying in psychology.
Oh, I thought you said sexology.
No, that too. She wants to help. She wants to work into the field where they try to help.
In the field where they try to bottle water?
I'm giving too much away. I don't want to give too much away.
You think someone's going to narrow it down?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, because I want to keep that private.
What's her address and name?
Actually, I don't know her address.
Well, yeah, in what field? So, sexologist.
Yeah, she wants to help.
Do you think you were like an experiment?
Does she want to help the less fortunate or the severely mentally impaired have sex?
She's actually a really sweet girl. Like she does, how do we call it, benevol in English?
Volunteer.
She does volunteer work for people, you know, I think it's a suicide hotline.
Oh, you see that? I don't know her. I already like her.
Very sweet girl. Yeah. So, you know, so she does that volunteer work for that, tries to help people because, you know, during these times, she does nice stuff like that. She's studying, she helps victims of sex abuse and stuff like that.
You know, we could use her for something.
She's a good person.
Yeah, hey, Mike, she's a very sweet girl.
I got an idea how we could use her. Connect her with Mike's Amazon delivery guy. Get him to not kill himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he should call that hotline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she should actually order something from Amazon and then just fucking hope it's him.
Yeah, just she can't show us her tits, though, because he's going to fucking off himself.
Yeah, he's going to lose his mind.
Do you think he's mad, Mike, because he's not getting the tits shown to him?
I don't know. He was just a weirdo.
That's the thing that makes the most sense.
I love that he knew you, though. He watches all the shows. He's like, yo, your buddy? Like, this is just the Amazon delivery guy. He comes up to you randomly. Like, yeah. You know your buddy? You're like, yeah, he's my buddy. I know him. Yeah, I saw some tits there. That's why I want to kill myself. Like, what do I do with this information? Yeah. Well, what do you want me to do with this? What can I say? Did you laugh?
I was like, what? And then he left. And like, I wanted to come. Why are you telling me that? But I didn't even have time. I was just like, what?
It's just, I was thinking of you with your face. Yeah. What?
Yeah. That's fucking bizarre.
Later, Mike. I love you. Fuck your friend.
Yeah. That would have been amazing if he wrote on my package, I love you.
You're the only guy that makes me want to live.
Fuck.
But people do love you, by the way.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I have the best fans in the world.
Insane. The shit I've heard about you this week.
I fucking love my fans.
Dude, there's something else. I told you, you are the real prime minister.
Yeah. And I just want to apologize to all my fans that a creepy Greek giant is going around fucking them and then fucking breaking their hearts just because they have kids.
He's breaking hearts and toilet seats all around the province.
He's breaking hearts and toilet seats, exactly.
Yeah, look at this. Like, yeah, call me. You're going to run out of semen. You're going to run out of semen,
kid. I'm always showing my dick size.
No. Like, I was talking to
I'm showing my dick size. Does that mean what you think it means?
Yeah, I was talking to a guy. Actually, I had this conversation with two people last week about my fans.
Okay.
That how fucking intense they are if someone doesn't like me. And one guy was like, they're fucking insane. I've seen your fans like destroy people just for talking shit about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's what fans do. And then I realized that most fans don't do that. And I was like, oh, shit, I should be really grateful for what I have.
Dude, I fucking love it. I love this entire universe that is being built. Because I remember on Twitter sometimes I'll get into fights and then the fans get into it and they start fucking with the person.
Yeah.
And then I get messages like, yo, your fans are fucking crazy. Well, that's why you don't fuck around. that's why you don't fuck around.
These are not
weekend fans, bro. They don't fuck around.
Like, I don't even, if someone talks shit about me, I don't even really answer back because I know that my fans are going to destroy them. Yeah,
this is a cult. I want you to know something.
Yeah.
This is a goddamn religion at this fucking point. Don't play games. We're extremists around here. Don't fuck around.
Excuse me, bro. Since when did we join ISIS?
It is kind of culty. We do some cult stuff. Yeah. I think about it. It's a ritual. You know what time the show's going to be on. we're on there, you enjoy the energy, then you tell your friends, listen to this, you occasionally sacrifice a human being while watching us. It's like a cult.
Well, and technically, isn't the world made out of different cults?
It is. Everything's culty.
That's it.
No? We're just a different type of cult.
We're the
cult of personality.
I see.
Yeah. But everything's kind of culty. Politics are culty.
Yeah.
That's my guy. Yeah. You know, your guy raped kids. Still my guy. Yeah. It's culty.
Apple is a cult.
Apple's a cult.
Bro, it's so creepy too. The way they, like, because I did an interview once with Apple. And I didn't realize halfway through the interview I had a mustard stain on my shirt, so I definitely didn't get it. I wasn't, like, clean, you know?
You're too dirty to join Apple.
And I had to do, like, a presentation, and I realized...
You had to do a presentation? Yeah, you had to do... We're a bunch of assholes.
You had to do a presentation in front of everyone about the Apple products, but I hate Apple products.
Yo, so we got the iPhone and the other one.
I had an iPod Nano as a kid, bro, as a teenager.
So you had to do a presentation for them?
Yeah.
Don't they know their product already?
And then as I looked down, I realized the mustard stain on my shirt. And I got super nervous and fucked it up.
And then you got hired by BlackBerry.
This guy looks like a go-getter. Clearly he was eating on the go. I like him. Never stops working.
Yeah. See, I have an iPhone and I fucking hate Apple.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Like I hate everything that company stands for. And I hate how in the old days, they used to make it feel like Apple was like Bill Gates was a piece of shit, but Steve Jobs was this fucking, you know.
Hero.
And then you're like, but your fucking hero is a asshole that charges like 7 times more than what the shit is actually worth. And it's all little, well, I guess all computer companies, it's little kids making the products. But
yeah.
At least we know that Microsoft were dicks.
Like, at least we, like, Bill Gates is open about his disgust towards the third world.
Mm.
Whereas Jobs hid it better. Apple hides it better.
Yeah.
They pretend that they care. Bill Gates doesn't pretend. He goes into countries and he goes, they're full of shit, which is why I'm going to turn into water and drink it. Because all you people have here is shit. and no one's like... That's a little rude, Bill. He's like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Patel. I'm going to turn this shit and make it. Do you remember when he did that video where he drank the water?
Drank the shit.
It's like, goddamn, bro.
That's going balls deep into your idea.
Should I bring it up?
No, we get it. He's drinking water. We know that shit.
I would have been like, yeah, you guys can trust me. This is definitely water. Hey, little kid, come drink the
jam.
I'm gonna go wait in my Bentley.
Yeah, he's just drinking. He's like, your shit is delicious. If I was there, I'd be like, is this not awkward? Why is this guy drinking our shit? Hey, American computer guy, why are you drinking our shit? That's where I get my power from.
imagine, bro, being like, I don't know, from like a village in the third world, and like you don't have much access to education and shit.
Sure you don't want to build us a well or have pipelines to the rivers so we can get water? He's like, no, you just drink your filthy shit, you animals. It's fucking crazy.
And hold on, and you're watching this whole contraption, bro, and he just plops poop on one end and water comes out the other end. Like, could you imagine?
Yeah, it's like a Willy Wonka type of situation. Yeah. He's like, come here, kid. Take a shit over there. It's going in. He's like, oh, yeah.
It's me just swinging back and forth.
And you're telling your friend, you're like, should we tell him that we have running water?
Yeah. That would have been amazing.
Oh, shit.
It's a little tangy, but it'll do.
It's kind of a little twang to it.
But you know, people try to be extra. Yeah. Like Poseidon does that. He tries to be extra instead of going the simple route. It's like, you know, you have so much money.
I'm very extra.
You know, we could put pipes, river, give them running water, all that. He's like, fuck that shit. We're eating poop.
I'm not a scientist, but wouldn't transforming piss into water be way easier than shit?
You'd think that, Mike, but I mean...
The place apparently was covered in shit.
Okay.
He's like, look, you got to work with the tools you got. And right now I got shit.
Maybe, yeah. He's trying to change that expression when the world gives you lemons make lemonade. And he's like, when the world gives you shit, make water. That makes sense.
We say the lemon one, but in 100 years, the saying has changed. And everybody just knows, like, yeah, you know, when the world gives you shit, you make water. But it makes sense to them in the future.
There is an alternate saying to that. It goes like this that I discovered. I really liked it. A psychotic drowns in the waters that the mystic swims in.
Let me ask you a question. Are you fucked in the head?
I forgot who said
that. Sounds like something that someone gets tattooed before they murder their family.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Chris Benoit said that.
Oh, just another way of saying it. It's just
that was the only thing written on Chris Benoit's note.
It's a fancy way of saying when life gives you lemons.
Make it's lemonade. A fancy way? You mean it's a crazy way?
Fancy way. I saw
it's
it as fancy.
It's a crazy way. It's
you could have said the goblin shark eats the table before swimming in the ocean, and it would have meant the same thing. That you're nuts. That's a suicide letter. That's a fucking suicide note. That's crazy, dude.
God damn.
Everyone that calls your the girl you dated says that to her on the phone.
What?
The suicide hotline. They all say that.
The suicide hotline chick. Everyone, when they call her, that's what they say.
Doubt.
By the way, if you're actually contemplating suicide, don't fucking do it. Call one of these hotlines. You might even talk to his girlfriend. Don't fucking do it. It gets better. It actually does. It gets better. Just you find yourself in like a dark place or whatever, go to the hotlines, call a friend, fucking tweet Poseidon, do that kind of stuff. Like, get out there. Don't let the darkness consume you.
Yes.
Bell only talks about it once a year, but it is a 365 days a year issue, especially now with the whole COVID and all that. People
are
depressed. People are stressed.
It's such a shitty time. Like,
it's not just you. Yeah. It's most everyone around you. Don't fucking take it personally. Reach out. Don't suffer alone, everything. All jokes aside, trust me, do that shit. You won't regret it because you only live once. You might feel like you don't get any take backs. You don't get any do-overs. So don't fuck it up. Just call someone, watch this show, fucking tweet at us. We'll make fun of you.
Mm. Message me, DM me if you're feeling down.
Yeah. Don't fucking let that shit consume you, for real though. Because I know a lot of people, I've gotten messages about shit like that. So don't, it's super rampant. Like, I didn't realize how rampant it was until the last year and a half.
Yeah.
So you're not alone. Don't fuck around.
Did I tell you, like, I was reading a thing that suicide is now the number one cause of death of kids that are 11 years old.
Kids?
Like, little kids are killing themselves.
How many parents are you visiting?
Jesus.
How many single moms are you?
No, but fun fact also about suicide. I read somewhere that...
fun fact, huh?
Well,
fun fact.
It's not really a fun fact, but people who have survived suicide attempts, the moment they either jump...
Yeah, they regret it. It's not the best idea, but hold on. I don't know why you said fun fact and you're like, this is happy. You just talk about kids killing themselves.
Oh, no.
It's a weird segue.
It's a fact. Sorry. It's a regular fact.
Kids are killing themselves. No. Other good news.
I'm sorry. I'm used to saying fun fact.
Fun fact. When the body dies, it decomposes and stuff can grow.
He's like, it's a circle of life. Lion King. That's crazy. Why are kids doing that? That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah,
Michel told me that because his son is, I guess, 10 or 11. And he learned that in school. They taught the kids that in school, which is a weird thing to give a little kid that's a little sad
the thought,
the idea of, hey, you can fucking just end this.
Jesus Christ.
Schools are fucking getting weird.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So wait, schools are recommending children?
No.
Because you confused me for a second.
They brought it up
about suicide to kids because they're like, look, this is a problem. And so they're teaching kids how to fucking cope with the garbage we're going through. But just by talking about it, you're putting that in a little kid's head.
Yeah.
That was a good thing in the old days when people were religious. That I remember when I was little, like whenever I'd be sad, I'd be like, ah, fuck, I can't commit suicide. I'll go to hell. But now, since no one believes in heaven and hell anymore, we have to find new ways to...
Get them, deter them?
Yeah.
Say the truth. Just say the truth. Because a lot of people, apparently, they thought... Everybody thinks it's just them.
Yeah.
So then they're like, I'm alone. I'm fucked up. I'm going to do this. It's 100% not. That's why they have all this stuff. Bell, let's talk. But they only talk about it once a year. Yeah. So then people are scared to come out with it. They're like, oh, they're going to think I'm weird. Most people around you have fucked up thoughts or feeling depressed and that. It's just they don't talk about it. So we're talking about it now. I don't give a fuck. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
It happens to everyone. You have these thoughts.
Yeah.
Just know that it's not just you and fucking go out there and talk about it. Don't end it. There's no continues. Don't end it. Enjoy this thing that we have. It's fucked up. I get it. But it's the only one we got.
It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
No. That's the best thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how shitty you think your life is right now, it will get better. Mm. It will. And yeah. it might get better. It definitely will get better.
Yeah. And most of the times you're going to make it better too. You're going to see it's just nothing happens overnight. You know,
Yeah.
But don't. Look at us. We're telling you this. We fuck around all the time, but now we're actually giving you a goddamn serious message.
Don't
fucking do it.
And we're all human. Like, I've called you a few times, stressed out.
Yeah, you know, depressed. I mean? Like, a lot of people, actually, a lot of people fucking call me. Yeah. And I have no fucking problem with it. It's, it is what it is. Like, that's the reason why that happens is because it's so rampant. It's not an isolated incident.
Yeah, especially during these times, curfew, everyone's locked in.
Even before, so now it's even worse. Yeah. So yeah, having said that, if you want a good time though, you can go out now. You can go out some places. For example, Mike, if you get to the website and you like French podcasts and you speak French, Mike Ward has, coincidentally, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. That's Mike Ward Suzekut. Head over to patreon.com/Suzekut. But also, if you're a member of the Patreon, make sure you're aware of when Mike puts up tickets on sale for the live podcast. You could go out there and enjoy it. You get to laugh with him and other comedians. It's a great time. You get to go to the Bordel, the best comedy club we have around here. So it's a good time. MikeWard.ca is the website. You can get all of Mike Ward's tour dates. He's back on tour, this son of a bitch. So you can go out and watch him and laugh. Maybe get a photo later from a distance. Mm. Am I right, Mike?
Yeah, definitely. We don't take pictures anymore because they won't let us.
Can they take pictures of you? I would take pictures of you.
They could take pictures of me.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Or just... just come see the show and then come meet me in the parking lot and then yell at me from far.
Yell racial epithets. And if you do like people who yell racial epithets, you're going to love this next guy, Poseidon. He's on Twitch making kids want to kill themselves. Twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. He plays video games with a lot of children and he yells at them. It's a lot of fun because they generally beat him at these games. Yeah. It'll be fun for you to watch.
The only time that he tolerates children.
Yeah. When he's yelling at them.
Is when he's yelling at them.
You know what's funny? Every time I kill them and I hear them on the hot mic, I go, ha ha ha, loser.
Imagine when he was at that girl's house. He laughs and when the kid comes in, hey, I know that voice.
I recognized you.
Wild Boar 69 is you. And he's like, oh shit. Goblin Killer 57? Like, yeah. But yeah, so check him out. Also, he's got a good podcast, one in English, one in French, In Bed with Poseidon and Annabelle Labette, both Patreon exclusives for the video, but both audio podcasts come out a week late on Spotify and wherever the hell you get your podcast. Check that out. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Pantelis Comedy, PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Podcast online. We have so much content. Just remember, for real though, anything's fucked up with you, it'll get better.
Yes.
Watch us laugh.
OnlyFans.com/2DM starting next week.
We're going to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
And trust me, if nobody else loves you, you know we do. Go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.